Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here celebrating, saluting, honoring, recognizing, proud, so proud of and bragging on our veterans today. Just can't tell you how much admiration I have for anybody who stood a post, anybody who suited up in any of the uniforms of our nation, our nation's military corps. Just want you to know that that today, along with, well, you're always my heroes, and many of you know that my son is on his second tour in Iraq right now. He's a Marine and a staff sergeant in the Marines, and of course, you know, anytime I start talking about him, you hear my buttons bouncing off the walls here. My chest gets out pretty big. And so anyway, I of course, I spent about 15 years in uniform myself in the Army. My Marine son calls me an Army dog, so that's kind of the fun we have. Anyway, those of you who know the military know what I'm talking about, and all of you who have ever done any of that, and all of you who are doing that, who are sending a post right now, wherever you are around the world, God bless you. God be with you. We are so proud of you, all veterans, current and current active duty, and those who have been on active duty. Mr. Ed Yordan is our guest. He's our good friend. He's one of our top technology guys. His new book is called Outsource, Competing in the Global Productivity Race. He's the guy, ladies and gentlemen, who brings his technology crystal ball to our show and tells us what we're going to be doing in the future. Ed, welcome back to the show.
Oh, great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You know, not only do you help us with the future, which is important, but there's a lot of us who still aren't getting what's in the present, aren't there, Ed?
Well, it does move pretty fast.
Well, you know, I said in a previous visit with Jim Glassman, we were talking about how shoppers, how American consumers are behaving with their shopping time, how much they're doing it online, what are they doing online, that sort of thing. And I said that any small business that doesn't have a website, maybe not an internet, an e-commerce component, but at least a website with a catalog of what they have to offer, that doesn't have that, in my opinion, today, I don't think can be considered a serious contender for survival in the 21st century.
Yeah, I heard that little part of your last segment, and I would certainly agree with it, but I would take it even one step further. Within a matter of weeks or months, if your small business does not also have a blog on its website to encourage back and forth dialogue between your customers and your own employees, you're not going to be able to consider yourself a successful small business.
Do you think some people? I mean, I know the primary reason for companies not having blogs isn't this, because the primary reason for companies not having blogs is they don't know how to do them, they don't understand them, most small business owners who have at least one gray hair in their head have never actually been to a blog. But the other thing I think is, if they know much about them, I think, Ed, maybe they're afraid that they're going to get out of control, they don't understand that they actually have control over the content.
Yeah, that is a very common concern, but it reaches the level of paranoia or paralysis in big companies. At least small businesses still have some flexibility. They're still nervous, as you say, but I think they're a little bit more likely to trust their employees as being responsible men and women who really want to communicate good things about their companies. And hopefully they're more in direct touch with their customers and realize that these are good people who really like the company's products and services, but need to have some way of communicating. In big companies, there are often rules and regulations that absolutely prevent this kind of back and forth dialogue, but not necessarily so in small businesses.
Well, exactly right. But it is interesting to me that today, that a year ago there were, you know, or maybe 18 months ago, almost no one knew what a blog was. And now you're saying if you don't have one, you're out of step.
Yeah, absolutely. The latest statistic that I saw is that there are now 55 million blogs out there. So even if you don't have one of your own, you darn well better find out whether there are other blogs that are being updated every day with either good things or bad things being said about your company. If you don't even know what you know, the market.
What do you do about that? What do you do, Ed? What if you go online, you find out somebody said something bad about your company on a blog? What do you do about that?
Well, it depends on whether it's libelous or whether there's a constructive complaint. I mean, you know, you have to deal with it in a responsible, intelligent fashion.
But, you know, there are a lot of people off their meds out there, Ed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then you need to either get some advice or follow your own good instincts on how best to respond to people.
Isn't it better just to let those things lie?
In some cases, it may be. Yeah, I mean, if it's obviously just a frustrated teenager on one of these social networking sites just ranting about something he doesn't like about your company, maybe just leave him alone. But if it's somebody with influence then you better do something.
The point is, you got to know what's going on. I agree with you. Ed Yordan, ladies and gentlemen, he and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend, Mr. Ed Yordan. And Ed, the newest book is Outsource. Is that it?
That's the most recent book. That's a couple years old now.
Yeah,
I haven't gotten around to it. Well, actually, this Web 2.0 world that I live in changes so fast that I can't even put it into a book because it gets out of date every day.
You know,
so now I'm putting all my stuff on a blog.
Outsource is available, still available, though, I know, wherever books are sold. Ed, give us your website, please, too.
It's the same as my name, Yordan, YOURDON.com.
Ed, I had Dr. Carl Schramm on the show a week or so ago. He's the president of the Kauffman Foundation. And he wrote an interesting book that we were talking about, one of the points he was making was that when he started writing the book a couple of years ago, MySpace didn't exist, and before his book was out, it had already sold for $1.2 billion or something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe he said YouTube, but one of those social network kind of websites that's, you know, from not existing to you know, selling beyond reason. And as you know, I don't think there was a nickel ever spent on advertising for either one of those. Strictly viral. That's the kind of velocity of change that's taken a lot of people, taking our breath away, isn't it?
Oh, it's phenomenal. Yeah, YouTube was sold for $1.65 billion, and that was roughly 2 years after it was created. Over an informal dinner that a bunch of people got together and said, how are we going to upload our videos? And it took off from there. Yeah, so this area is just going just incredibly fast.
Who are the people who are involved? I mean, I've never done anything on YouTube or MySpace. I'm not sure I qualify for that. I don't know. I'm a little too old, I think.
Perhaps not. Yeah, those particular kinds of products and services, the social networking services and so on, are generally being created by relatively young people in their early 20s. Sometimes kids who are still in college. A lot of it is taking place in Silicon Valley, as you might expect, but there are other things taking place all over Europe. I just came back from a conference where there were people from Asia, from Europe, from South America, and so on. This stuff is worldwide, but the stuff we hear about in the U.S. is coming out of Silicon Valley, and the MySpace, Friendster, Facebook, YouTube, all those things are being created by 22-year-old kids. But there are a lot of other equally important things of this same nature beginning to take place in large companies. You know, Microsoft, for example, has 3,000 internal blogs. The number two guy
wow.
at General Motors has his own blog, the vice chairman.
Mm-hmm.
So they're big businesses.
Who does he blog with?
A blog is a way of just publishing your own comments or thoughts about some issue, and you just put that up.
Exactly, but I mean, who are his? But you do it so other people can see it. Who would read his blog? Other executives? Other car executives?
No. He's doing this for the general public.
Yeah.
People who have either, you know, good opinions or bad opinions about General Motors cars.
Very interesting.
Saying, here's what we're trying to do, and here are some of the mistakes we made, and here's what we're really proud of. And
is blog, are blogs part of 2.0, Internet 2.0?
Yeah, the basic concept of Web 2.0 is it's now a read-write phenomenon instead of a read-only phenomenon. You know, a couple of years ago, you would tell a small business, put your catalog up online. Well, that's just a read-only thing that you can expect consumers to go to and look at and hope maybe even buy something. But now the web is a two-way street, so that you put stuff up on your website and you encourage the public to jump right in and participate and write stuff back to you and so on.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that writing stuff back to you is what takes people aback. Some people, I mean, I have to admit, I don't want, we get some pretty wacky email in here from people who, you know, who are off their meds sometimes. And I don't want to leave something open for anybody to be able to post on their own.
Well, you obviously want to watch it so that stuff that is just, you know, off the wall or libelous or slanderous or obscene or whatever can be taken down. But
you have, don't you have the, Ed, you have the ability to not ever put it up. I mean, don't you, you have the ability to intercept it, and if it's, and even if you don't like it, you post it, but if, as long as it's not, as you say, libelous, slanderous, or indecent, you put it up.
Yeah.
But you do have the ability to screen those things.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And unfortunately, just like email, there's a lot of spam, a lot of just completely worthless junk, so it takes some effort to monitor it. But if you assume that 80 or 90% of the marketplace that you're interacting with consists of intelligent, thoughtful people who would like to be able to, you know, talk back and express their opinions. Or in the case of one company, Kayak, K-A-Y-A-K, kayak.com, they even encourage their customers to help them create commercials. So the large pharmaceutical companies, now big companies, are encouraging former employees and customers and everybody to help participate in their R&D efforts to speed up the entire R&D process.
So, put all this in perspective for us. I mean, we're not going to have time to probably do it before we go to the next break. But when we come back, Ed, I want you to take us to. I mean, Web 2.0 is another level of stratosphere. It's sort of like the cyberspace. Especially the online world of buying and selling is another marketplace. It's a complete other place out there where we inhabit it virtually. Web 2.0 is another variation of that, but more on an interactive way. And I want you to kind of help us get our hands and our heads around that. And we're going to do that right after these messages, folks. It's 10 Till. We'll be right back with Ed Jordan. Stay with us.
When you're walking down the street, and you
welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Ed Jordan. Ed, I ask you, I remember when I first started contemplating the online world, I first contemplated the e-commerce, the whole idea of commerce on the Internet. I just, in my head, what I had to do was I had to imagine a vast marketplace. I love contemplating the marketplace that we literally live in physically. Then I had to contemplate this virtual marketplace where there was all this stuff and all this great ease of being able to get to all this stuff out there. And I just imagine this, you know, this whole marketplace up in the sky, so to speak. And Web 2.0 is like that, but it's different stuff, isn't it?
Well, it's fundamentally different in the sense that you envision it as a two-way dialogue. You know, the original Internet or web was something where you could broadcast your products, your services, your ideas,
right,
your articles, your material, and you didn't expect to get a whole lot of feedback or participation. Now it's a conversation, and you encourage your customers, your friends, your marketplace out there to talk back and get involved and participate. That's the thing that's really fundamentally different. And actually, it's something we were talking about 10 years ago when the Internet first came along, but the technology wasn't adequate really to support it at that point.
Right. And the lead technology in all this is the blog technology, right?
No, that's just one of many things. A related idea, for example, that I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard, is the notion of wikis, and the most famous example of which is Wikipedia.
Right.
It's, again, an online, Internet-based mechanism to allow massive collaboration. In the case of Wikipedia, it's got 1.2 million articles, making it 10 times larger than Encyclopedia Britannica. And it's free, and there's nobody in charge. It's just collaboration on a massive scale.
See, that sends a cold. See, that my business owner or military background, when you said nobody's in charge, that just sent a cold chill up my spine, Ed.
Well, the first reaction a few years ago was that can't possibly work. It'll just degenerate and collapse.
Exactly. And it'll just implode.
Clearly, it does work. And as you said a couple times, you get wackos out there who, you know, might be doing bad things, but it turns out that with Wikipedia, since anybody can update or change any article, the average time to fix an error on Wikipedia is 4 minutes.
But what if it's not an error? What if I just disagree with you, Ed, and I go in and I change your stuff?
Well, within 4 minutes, somebody can change it back if they don't like it.
But that sounds like I'm sorry. I know that I'm sounding like a Luddite here, Ed, but that just doesn't sound like much fun to me.
Well, there are people who apparently have nothing better to do with their time than indulge in debates about particular things, and society gets the benefit of that.
Which brings me to another point. Who has the time? Do you spend a lot of time on blogs?
I actually have a blog that I update almost every day.
No. I'm talking about, do you wander around in the blogosphere?
Oh, yeah. I do it in a very organized way. I don't try to read 55 million blogs. That would be more than I can do. So I have a very simple searching mechanism. It's free and available to scan through all of the blogs. There are a couple dozen that I try to read regularly because they're created by people whose work I enjoy. But then I also have searching mechanisms that say, bring me back any blog posting that's been made by anybody anywhere in the world on this topic, which is very organized and efficient. So.
Ed, I've got about a minute. If someone wanted to say, okay, I get it, Ed, I buy what you're saying, never mind Blasting Game, I want to be part of 2.0, where do I start?
Well, you might start by going to my blog, which is yordan.com/blog, and you'll see a whole bunch of little postings. I just got back from a huge Web 2.0 conference, so you can see at least a summary of all the stuff that's going on there. And then do your own searches for, blogs talking about Web 2.0.
Things that you're interested in, whatever that might be.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the way typically I think people use it, is they gravitate towards the vocational and avocational things that they're interested in.
That's absolutely correct, yeah.
Yeah, and there are plenty of them out there, folks. And so what do you do? Now you can search for blogs on Google, can't you?
Yeah, you can do it that way. Or, somewhere in your company, you probably have a younger employee who just got out of college. And
yeah.
You spend 2 minutes asking that person to set it up for you, to help you get it set up on your own computer.
I'm so glad you said that, Ed, because that's the way it works around here, folks. If I want to know stuff about this kind of stuff, I just ask my 24-year-old employee.
That's how to do it.
And she has it. She knows it immediately. Hey, thanks, Ed, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot.
Ed Yordan, ladies and gentlemen, that's yordan.com. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. God bless all of our veterans out there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.